sometimes wonder, what was the exact moment Wayne picked me out of everyone else at that cookout? When I was talking to my buddy Rich and his girlfriend Megan.
So, and bear in mind, look, this is my first date with this girl.
Okay, Tony, maybe this story isn't.
Okay, but you haven't heard it, right, Megan?
No. Although.
Did he watch me while I was cheering up my friend Sean, fresh off a brutal breakup?
You and me are going out for some fully cathartic drinking.
I don't know, Tony.
Okay, look, forget drinking, okay? Let's take a road trip.
I know he was watching me when I was chatting up that girl from Rich's work.
So how do you know Rich and Megan?
A bunch of us work with Rich. Julie, Wayne over there.
See, I know, because I followed her glance when she said Wayne, and for a split second I saw him, before going right back into charm mode.
Oh my god, I've known Rich since undergrad. Oh, he used to get up to some crazy shit. We call him Crazy Rick.
Yeah?
I thought I was doing great, but by 3:30, no one was meeting my eye. Conversation circles were sort of freezing me out. I mean, nothing's worse than just standing around by yourself, so I sort of ended up at one of those far picnic tables by myself, and that's where he found me.
Hey man, you need anything? I'm swinging by the cooler.
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, do we know each other?
I know of you. You're Tony, right?
Yeah, I'm Tony. You know of me?
Just, you know, folks I've been talking to. We have friends in common, I think.
Okay.
If I hadn't been so wrapped up in my own shit at that moment, I might have noticed how carefully he was leading me to my next question.
What are they saying about me?
Do you have a podcast app on your phone? Do you have a podcast app?
What? Yeah. I mean, yeah, doesn't everybody have a podcast app?
Okay, you know what you should do is search Vestibule? Do you know how to spell Vestibule?
Yeah, probably.
Do it.
You want me to do that right now?
Better than just sitting around by yourself doing nothing. Got something to do now.
I guess, man.
V-E.
I know, yeah. Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Did it definitely come up? Can I see? Show me the...
That's it, right?
Okay, now subscribe. You see where subscribe button is?
Yeah, dude, I know how to subscribe.
Then
to
do it.
Okay, chill. I subscribe.
Awesome. Show me.
Look, I'm not lying.
Perfect. Okay.
Hey, there's no episodes on this thing.
There will be. Tomorrow.
And then he just took off.
Do you ever wonder about what people say when you're not around? It's only human, right? One of the things about having a podcast that I've noticed is that people write about you a lot, like in ways that maybe they wouldn't if they realized you were reading it. And it got me wondering about all the things that people say about me when I'm not there, and wondering what would it be like if there were a podcast that could play you all those conversations. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And today's episode is about a man who jumps at the chance to hear all the things that people say when he's not there.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Your Ears Are Burning.
I woke up the next morning, determined to get back on my game. Smiled at a girl on the subway. Got to work a little early, stopped off at Deirdre's desk to joke around. Deirdre's kind of like my work wife. I mean, I don't have a home wife, but she's, you know.
I'm not even hungover. And that's because I have a secret. And you know what my secret is? Would you like to know my secret?
Sure.
water.
Isn't that everybody's secret?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's everyone's secret, but that's, so that's why I was saying it, because it's not really a secret.
Oh, you're joking. Okay.
On my phone screen was a notification. One new episode of Vestibule is available.
Sorry, I guess I hadn't processed that was the joke.
Yeah. I mean, that had to be worth at least a curiosity play, right? I threw on my earbuds.
Welcome to Vestibule.
I'm sorry, quick sidebar. Can I just say...
What?
I just wanted to apologize for Tony. You're probably going to hear that story another 24 times.
Or maybe we can try like this the next time. Tony, we've now both heard this story, which wasn't even that great to begin with in the first place. So can we talk about something else?
Let's not say that.
Oh, do you have to work late on Tuesday? Hey, Amy, do you know that guy?
No, I have literally met him tonight.
Okay, because you guys were talking for a really long time.
It was all these dumb, endless stories about... Forget it. Is Wayne ready to leave?
It is kind of annoying having to flirt with Tony every morning.
Was that Deirdre?
Oh, I didn't realize that was happening.
That was my boss.
Is this something I should be wary of?
No, no, nothing like that. No, it's not a serious thing. It's just super awkward.
Well... I don't want you
I could see Deirdre across the office floor, working in silence, while at the same time I was hearing her tell my boss.
I just want to be like, if I had any interest in you at all, wouldn't I have shown it 3 years ago when you started working here?
Well, it's Tony you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, we've gotten
I shouldn't say anything.
No, I don't know.
What were we?
August Metrics.
This has been Vestibule.
I mean, what would you do if you heard all that? I just sat there, pretending to work, playing it over and over.
All these dumb, endless stories.
Just tell me what you're talking about.
All these dumb, endless stories.
How did you not know?
Tony?
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
You used to ask me to tell that story. Like, it's not my imagination. That was a story you advocated for.
Wait, what story? What are you talking about?
The one, you know, look, you'd be like, hey, Tony, I know a great story. Tell the story about that girl.
Wait, you're talking about the bathroom story?
Yeah, the bathroom story. Like, we'd be out with people and you'd nudge me. Tell the story.
Yeah, when we were 25. Is this seriously why you called me?
I made sure to pass Deirdre's desk on my way out. I probably should have written down what I was going to say. Deirdre.
Have a good night, Tony.
Hey, actually, do you have a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you. I was trying really hard, but not like in a weird pickup way where I'm just like not paying attention to the signals, which I guess I'm not, but look, I wasn't, but I intended to. Because I was playing a long game.
I really don't know what we're talking about.
So what could I say then? I heard you say that on the... I mean, what? The Magic Podcast? The next morning, I called in sick. I couldn't deal. I didn't want to see anybody. I almost convinced myself I dreamed the whole thing. But then right at 9 a.m., one new episode of Vestibule is available.
Welcome to Vestibule.
Can I ask you something weird?
Oh no, what?
Is there any way our conversation about Tony could have gotten back to...
To Tony?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't talk about it with anybody else. We were the only ones there, right?
Yeah. I don't know, I'm being ridiculous.
Did I tell you we're planning to keep him on for the next quarter?
Okay.
It's just that he works so hard and he doesn't make big mistakes and... Is that going to be a problem?
I'll be fine. I mean, I'll be annoyed, but he shouldn't lose his job for that.
No, no. Okay, so remind me, your vacation time's going to be when?
This has been Vestibule.
I just felt like going to some roadside motel and hiding forever. But then I thought, maybe I could use this, right? You know, now that I know how I'm bugging people, I can be better. I could use my powers for good.
No.
The next morning, there was a meeting of all the moderators at 9 a.m. We'd just started when...
Okay, can we please... Tony, can you put your phone away?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Because I'm very serious in the workplace and meetings that happen there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So I've made a series of graphs that represent...
And I have a deep respect for you, Deirdre.
Okay.
Yeah, I respect you as a woman. I mean, not just as a woman, but as a person. I respect everyone as people. And that's not... I'm not joking. I mean, none of what I'm saying is jokes. The meeting went by in a blur. All I could think about was the brand new episode of Vestibule on my phone. I promised myself I wouldn't listen. All it did was make me miserable. Except... it was right there. I held out until 3.
Welcome to Vestibule.
Okay, now the big question. Should I invite Tony?
Rich,
It's just that Sean's in this really fragile place right now, and Tony was driving him nuts
okay,
with the cookout.
Okay, look, brunch is Sunday, meaning you can invite whoever you want, but you have until Friday. Okay, take the couple days. Think about it, but I'm not going to make the decision for you, okay? Oh my God, look what Laura sent me.
My Tony is doing great, actually. He's working at an internet company in New York City. He's a partner there. So how's your boy?
This has been Vestibule.
Tony?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Hi, oh my God. But an actual phone call.
Okay, Mom, hey, look, there's no partners at my work.
I'm sorry?
It's not a law firm.
I know that. It's an internet.
So what? Okay, so why are you trying to make me seem more... Like, is what I'm doing not...
Who have you been talking to?
I tried to delete the show. But then I couldn't. I tried to delete the whole podcast app. But I couldn't do that either. Or more like... I didn't want to.
How are things with Tony?
Actually, it's really weird.
Oh, is he bothering you still?
More like the opposite. It's like he ignores me now. He just walks past my desk like I'm not even there.
That sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, I guess. I just don't want him to, you know, shoot the place up.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Oh my God, no. You know what? Forget I said anything. Actually, I've got to go jump on a call.
You know who I do like in this office, though? That loud guy, you know, who works in the back over there? He's always joking around. He's nice. Everybody else acts like, oh, we're invisible, we're the cleaners, you know. But he's funny.
So, just this one last name to discuss.
Yeah, it's just a bad idea. And it's not even about Tony.
Exactly. It's about Sean. He's the one going through something.
Right.
Great. I'll send the invite.
Great.
This has been Vestibule.
Listen, all the Yelp reviews are basically like the frittata takes forever, but it's worth it.
But I'm hungry now.
You want to split a frittata?
Hey, are you guys having brunch here too?
Oh, hey, Tony.
Yeah. Hey, guys, because I'm having brunch here too. Isn't that weird?
Oh, what table are you sitting
at? Oh my God, hey, how are you holding up, Sean?
I'm okay, Tony. Just, you know, take it as it goes.
Good, that's so good. Because, I mean, look, whatever you need.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm saying whatever you need. Because, you know, you're the only one who knows what you need.
And... Thank you, Tony. Yeah, that's really thoughtful.
Should we add a chair?
I actually don't see an extra chair in the hall. Where were you sitting, Tony?
Because if you just tell me what you need, Sean, I'll make it happen.
Well, I mean, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, this is about you.
Tony, he's trying to get past you.
Okay, look, this is about you.
Well, I guess I just want to have a quiet brunch, and I'll get in touch when I'm ready.
With me personally or with, like, people in general?
With you personally. Look, I can tell you're going through a hard time, but I'm going through my own thing, and I can't be... Just, you know what? I'll reach out when I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to get back to my friends because they're probably wondering where I am.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you soon, Tom.
Bye, Tony.
If trying harder just makes it worse, what does that leave? What did all these people want from me?
We'll return to Your Ears Are Burning in just a moment. But first, my ears listen to podcasts, but my eyes are actually kind of bad. I have bad eyesight, but I've worn glasses my entire life. And so over the years, I've bought a lot of glasses. And I just tried a company called Warby Parker that I really love. I just bought a pair of sunglasses because I can't, you know, just go into a store and buy a pair of sunglasses off the rack. I have to buy prescription sunglasses so I can actually see. And so I chose 5 different styles that I liked. They mailed them to me. I got a box in the mail with 5 pairs of glasses. I tried them on, found one that was perfect, and now I have a beautiful pair of sunglasses that I love. They have so many styles to choose from, so many beautiful frames, and if you need help picking, you can take their quiz. Just answer a few quick questions, and they'll suggest some great-looking glasses that are totally personalized to fit your face and style. They have a free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses and try them on for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Head to warbyparker.com/truth to order your free home try-on. Take the quiz to find a pair that is perfect for you today at warbyparker.com/truth. Now back to Your Ears Are Burning.
I want to work from home from now on.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, look, all my work's online. And I can Skype into the meetings.
I guess, but...
Look, I know you don't think you can fire me, but isn't this kind of like the next best thing?
Well, are you going to get work done, or are you going to just listen to podcasts?
I mean, both, probably. Like everybody does. If I couldn't use my powers for good, and I also couldn't make myself stop listening, there's only one thing left. Make people stop thinking about me altogether. On my way out, I saw Greta emptying a trash can.
I like your jokes, too.
What?
I like your jokes. The jokes that... I think you're telling jokes sometimes, and I like those. Thank you.
Oh, thank you also.
And
I don't
see
know
you. I don't know if people see you, but I see you. So I wanted to say that you're not invisible to me. I always see you when you are around. So I see you, and I see all the people. When they're here, I see them.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah. Okay. And thank you.
Oh. For what?
And in a weird way, the fact that I couldn't answer her question was the worst part so far. Working from home means you can sleep in, right? Except I never did. No matter when I went to bed, I woke up at 5 a.m. and counted the seconds down to the new episode of Vestibule at 9.
Welcome to Vestibule.
Sean, all you did was tell him the truth.
Yeah, I know. I just,
And so he's getting all his moderation done.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, it looks great.
Right? Well, then let's just enjoy the...
Yeah. And I know I should give him space. He'll call when he's ready. I mean, he's a grown man. But in another way, he's not, you know, something in Tony just never grew up. And I don't know if it's something his father and I did or didn't do. But God, even just a text would be something.
Some days holding firm was harder than others.
I've been going to therapy and working through it. And, you know, I'm just at the point where I don't feel like I have to be responsible for absolutely everyone.
Are we talking about Tony?
Well, I'm talking about lots of people. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Tony.
But at long last, after weeks and months of giving people as little social ammo as possible, it started happening.
Welcome to Vestibule. This has been Vestibule.
Mission accomplished. Well, not totally. My mom still sometimes.
He knows I'm here. I'm always here for him. I don't know what else I can do.
But other than that, nothing. It worked.
Welcome to Vestibule. This has been Vestibule.
And within 3 days, I was climbing the fucking walls.
Welcome to Vestibule. This has been Vestibule.
Seriously, nothing?
The only thing worse than knowing what people say about you when you're not there is knowing that most of the time, they're just not thinking about you at all.
Why the hell did you tell me to listen to this cookout guy?
Wait a second. Cookout guy. Who was cookout guy? What was his name? And then I realized I don't have to rely on my memory. I've got Vestibule. I grabbed my phone and scrolled back to the very first episode.
There's all these dumb, endless stories about... Forget it. Is Wayne ready to leave?
Wayne. That was the guy's name. And she talked about him earlier.
A bunch of us work with Rich. Julie, Wayne over there.
Wayne. Wayne, who works with Rich. I started waiting outside Rich's work every day. I let Rich see me there a couple times, just so I could listen to him and Megan talk about it later. And then one morning...
Wayne! Wayne!
What?
Hey, I want to talk to you, Wayne.
Do I know you?
You know you do.
So, the way I understand it, and this is just... from the person who had it before me, is that it can only exist on one person's phone at a time, or podcast app, or whatever. It can only be on one. So the only way to get rid of it is to give it to somebody else, to get them hooked so you're not.
Which is what you did to me. Cool.
You know how right now you feel like you'd do anything to get rid of it? That's how I felt then.
I mean, I should...
Punch me in the face?
I should do something. I mean, this
yeah.
is...
You're... Go to the police?
Yeah. Look, you're...
Call the newspaper?
You know what?
Call your mom?
Okay.
Tell everybody?
You know what? You're an asshole. You're an asshole. You're like a monster.
Okay, sure. And if you want to get rid of this, you're going to have to become one, too.
How do I...
Think about it. What's the perfect place to find someone who's brutally self-conscious? Where did I find you?
At a party.
Yeah. Can always spot them. They're off by themselves in some corner, wondering what people are saying about them. Just like I was. Just like you were. Get them to subscribe. Once they're hooked, you're not.
Which brings us to this party tonight. I was prepared to spend hours picking out my target. As soon as I saw Sean's ex-girlfriend, Caitlin, talking to people and laughing, I knew what to do. And there he is, on the balcony. By himself. I'm almost free. Sean.
Tony.
Hey.
Hey, man. I didn't even know you were at this party.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you?
Me? Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Caitlin's here.
Oh, right. Yeah, I saw her in there. boy.
Yeah, it's the first time I'm seeing her since,
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
And, you know, I thought I was good, and I see her once, and it's like...
It just goes away, doesn't it?
Back to zero.
Ugh. And have you talked to her?
No, I can't.
Or maybe... Someone else has.
Well, what do you mean? Did she say something about me? Did you hear? Over here? Or?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Well, did somebody say something to you? Did somebody say that she said something to them?
I'm just saying you never know, you know.
Okay, but do you know?
I don't know, actually.
sorry, I sound crazy. I'm sorry.
No, you don't
I'm
sound
sorry.
Crazy.
Here, have a seat. I'm sorry.
No, look, you sound... It's a very natural way to feel, I think. Hey, you know what would help?
What?
You have a podcast app, right?
Mm-hmm.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to search for a...
Search for what?
You know, forget it. My mistake.
No, wait, what? You okay?
Wow. It was good seeing you. Hey, it's crowded in there.
Yeah, I guess, but Tony, what was...
A lot of people between me and the door. Think I can leave without any of them noticing me?
You just got here.
We'll find out.
Tony, wait.
You'll be okay, Sean. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., there'll be a new episode of Vestibule. Definitely Sean telling Rich and Megan about our conversation. Maybe some people at the party talking about that guy with the twitchy eyes. And probably something else I'd never expect. Sure, if I'd passed it off to Sean, I wouldn't hear those voices anymore. But I'd hear something else. My own voice. Every day, forever, never letting me forget what I did. I couldn't live with that. So the question is, can I live with this?
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheTruthFiction. Your Ears Are Burning was written by Mac Rogers and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. And it was performed by Doug Moe, with Dennis Pacheco, Louis Kornfeld, Alana Bowers, Marissa Brow, Amy Warren, Ed Herbstman, Blanche Ames, Becca Shawl, Alana Fishbein, and Emily Marinoff. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Emily Marinoff and Kara Ehlenfeld. Our associate editor is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.